USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests lead to violence and criminal activity in the streets of Atlanta overnight. One police officer has been fired, another placed on administrative leave, and the police chief has stepped down after Friday night's fatal shooting of an unarmed male black suspect outside a Wendy's restaurant. That restaurant was last night looted and burned down after day-long demonstrations over the death of Rayshard Brown took a violent turn. This resident, who was involved in the protest, said he didn't approve of the violence, but he says black people have had enough.
We've continued to be raped, we've continued to be lynched, we've continued to suffer under this system. So it's time to reconstruct it. It's time to completely reconstruct the system, because what we had is not working.
At last check, nearly 50 arrests had been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has been killed in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. They say Catherine Williams Dunning was driving south on Highway 79 in Henry County, west of Nashville, when her vehicle crossed the median and started rolling. Her husband was in the vehicle and was injured in the crash. He was airlifted to a hospital. Williams Dunning, the daughter of the 71-year-old country star and the granddaughter of country legend Hank Williams. A northern Arizona wildfire has forced the closure of part of Grand Canyon National Park. Its north rim is shut down until further notice because of what's called the Magnum Fire, burning right near the park. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. NFL superstars J.J. Watt and Baker Mayfield, the latest to say they'll be taking knees when the NFL season starts to show their opposition to racially motivated police brutality. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Los Angeles County officials calling on California's Attorney General to investigate the death of a black man found hanging from a tree in a park north of Los Angeles. Investigators initially suggested the 24-year-old man died by suicide, but his family insists he was lynched. New TV and film productions may soon be cranked out of Hollywood again as the pandemic winds down. Here's an update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Los Angeles County has released safety guidelines allowing film and TV productions to resume after being shut down since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, the Teamsters, and more contributed to protocols for production. These include regular testing and symptom monitoring, staggered meal times, and hand washing, as well as sanitizing. Employers are expected to provide personal protective equipment. Cast and crew are required to wear cloth face masks, but only essential cast and crew are allowed on set. If actors can't wear a face mask, they need to stand 8 feet apart. Guidelines say actors should do their own makeup and bring their own props, and whenever possible, avoid sharing. Not only are fight scenes and love scenes discouraged, but actors should remain as silent as possible to avoid spreading droplets through talking. Scenes requiring cast to be closer than 6 feet should be kept as brief as possible, and crowds of extras should be avoided.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.